With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Hurricane Milton is now a Category 2 storm with sustained winds around 100 miles an hour. It's left over 2.2 million customers without power today. St. Lucie County officials reporting multiple fatalities related to the storm after tornadoes moved through. On the roof of the Tropicana Dome in St. Petersburg, home of the Major League Baseball's Tampa Bay Rays, was ripped open. Milton's dropped about 16 inches of rain on St. Petersburg. National Hurricane Center Director Dr. Michael Brennan says tornado warnings will likely be in effect through the night.
Many confirmed tornadoes occurring across central and southern portions of the Florida Peninsula this afternoon. Again, this risk extends through the overnight hours, especially in places along the southeast coast of Florida from Miami northward to Melbourne, but also includes Orlando and Tampa and all the way down to the Florida Keys. There's a tornado watch in effect for this area through 9 p.m. tonight, will likely be extended into the overnight hours.
Also at SRNNews.com, people who lived near the disastrous East Palestine train derailment last year should still be able to receive personal injury payments.
The payments would be made even while the bulk of the residents' $600 million class action settlement with Norfolk Southern Railroad remains on hold during an appeal. A spokesperson for attorneys who represented residents said provisions of the deal will allow those personal injury payments to be made even while an appeal challenging whether the settlement is adequate and fair moves forward. Four additional residents recently filed notice that they're appealing the deal.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. An Afghan man charged with planning a terror attack on Election Day previously worked as a security guard for the CIA. The man who was arrested said he was going to do the attack in support of ISIS. This is SRN News. Some tips for preaching to atheists. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
The Barna Group has been asking people who don't believe in God what they want most from any Christian seeking to talk to them about faith. Number one is a desire that the Christian be willing to listen to the atheist without judgment. Non-believers also want to feel they're valued and loved no matter what their faith condition, suggesting that the key to reaching atheists with the gospel is a gentle approach that focuses on personal relationship first. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Biden administration's decided to send $68.5 million in aid to Somalia, ignoring the violent persecution of Christians there by the mostly Muslim government. Somalia also supports the Muslim terrorist group Hamas, and government officials have made anti-Semitic statements as well. International Christian Concern warns that the Biden administration is making a mistake in funding Somalia. This is SRN News. Honda Motor Company recalling close to 1.7 million vehicles.
It's due to a manufacturing issue that could make it difficult to steer the vehicles and lead to crashes. Honda reported the recall last week to government regulators who issued the recall order on Tuesday. The vehicles were from model years 2022 to 2025 and include certain Acura Integras, Honda Civics, Honda CR-Vs, and Honda HRVs. Keith Peters reporting.
Gold bars are selling out at Costco. A survey of about 100 Costco stores across the U.S. found 77% had run out of the 1 ounce 24 karat gold. The report said gold bars were flying off the shelves even as the price of the metal has remained near record highs. Costco now also offering platinum bars for about $1,000 each. Those are only available online. More details at srnnews.com.